good. Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Tenny.
And I'm Abigail.
And you're welcome to the Millennial Lady Podcast.
Yay.
So on today's episode, we will be talking about the lie of a woman. Now, this episode is something we consider to be extremely important because it is something that every woman and every girl, it's something that we go through all the days of our lives. It never really ends.
Right?
On this episode, we will be talking about like the need to be perfect. We'll be talking about, you know, seeking perfection. We'll talk about the causes, the effect it has on people, because it has like really dangerous effects on the health and, you know, just the well-being generally. And we'll also be sharing our experiences.
Yes.
So, to make it more interesting, we're sharing our experience. Okay, so the lie of a woman. Okay, this topic is just really cute. I don't know if, okay, cute is not the word, but like this is something that I feel there's this illusion that women have to just, you know, always have it all and to just be perfect, to be complete for themselves and for everyone around them, because you know women are considered to be nurturers, so that way they don't think of just themselves. Like, being a woman, you can't be selfish. Like, you have to think of yourself, you have to think of everybody around you, whether they are related to you or not.
As a woman, you're selfish in considering people around you first.
Exactly.
Like, it's not just about you.
Yeah.
You're trying to probably cater for, your selfishness is coming as a result of you trying to cater for the other people around you. You're trying to take good care of them, make sure they're fine, make sure they're good. Not about you, like
yourself,
as a person,
yeah,
as an individual. I want to be this, I want this for myself, I want that.
And you're, I think thinking it's about exhausting.
Yourself. It is.
It's tiring. Like
being a woman, it's beautiful. But then sometimes exhausting. Because there's so many things that, so many pressure that we put on ourselves because of what has been put in our heads from parents. I mean, okay, if we're going to go to the cause of women always seeking perfection, it goes from, it ranges from social media pressure to parental pressure to peer pressure.
Societal,
I mean, let's start from the parental pressure now. If you think about, okay, there's this statistics, it said the desire to be perfect seems to be an influence in thinking from a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even a research conducted in the UK shows that from age 7 to 10, girls have started feeling the need to be perfect. I mean, girls of 7 to 10 years, I don't even know,
it's
anything.
Just children.
It's coming from what the parents are teaching,
yes,
them. You're a girl,
yes,
you have to be this, you have to look like a girl, you have to look pretty. I mean, you have to look like,
and I feel like
this
most times, the opposite gender, the male, they can't really relate to this.
That's why they say women have problem.
they can't relate to this because I feel like, okay, let's take the little things. For example, if a parent is going out with their children, probably they have 2 children, a girl and a boy. So now, when they get there, automatically the girl is expected to comport herself. You're meant to sit upright.
You're meant to do this, don't do that.
But like, the boy is just left to go and play. Like, he's just playing. And things like that, you know, children start internalizing it from a really young age,
yes,
and they just take note of the fact that, okay, as a girl, I'm meant to, you know.
You know one thing, it's okay if a boy child plays rough and gets his clothes stained, but when a girl child comes home with her clothes, a gown dirty and all, it's like, see, yeah, you're a girl. You should take care of yourself. Like, it starts from that age.
Yes,
when people start feeling like from the parents. I mean, most parents probably do it without noticing. But these kids that we think
is,
they are young, they are actually picking up things.
It's something that everybody does unconsciously, basically, because it's like the parents that are doing it. I won't even blame them, because if you there's like a pattern already.
Exactly.
So that way everybody's just unconsciously moving along the that
same
way.
Thing.
So it takes a really conscious effort not to put too much pressure on like the girl and you know, on the girl child, because most times you just expect the girls like, you're meant to look after your brother, you're meant to do this, you're meant to, why? Like, let her breathe. Let her breathe.
I don't know, really. And as if that is not enough, having to grow and see your peers and like, oh, this is what my peers are doing, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Also contributes.
That is not enough. And the height that is even, okay, so if you say you are able to fight off peer pressure, you're able to fight off parental pressure or parental influence.
It takes a lot.
Now, let's go back to social media. I mean, you see that, oh, your friends are doing fine, my friend is this,
I see
a girl with big and oh, that's what I want. I mean you don't know what people are going through at home, but then they come on social media all edited pictures, and you see them in real life, they don't look so glam, you but know, then when you see them on social media, they look like they have everything figured out.
This social media thing, okay, so I feel like social media is just a way of like people trying to create like alternate realities for themselves.
Of course.
Because if I'm going through a lot and I'm tired and I pick up my phone and I just, you know, take really cute pictures. And you know, like there are sometimes when you just want to just do makeup for the fun of it and just take pictures and just post and just, you know, let people
you want
comment.
To think you have it sorted.
No, the thing is, it's not just about people thinking you have it sorted. I feel like when you do things like that, you're trying to create your own happiness in like the little way you can. So it's like it goes way beyond you trying to impress others.
Okay, it's not like about people, it's like, about you.
Yeah, it's like about like you doing it for yourself. Like, oh, at least I have these cute pictures to look at and stuff like that. And then, you know, there's this feeling of happiness when people come and be like, yeah, girl, you look quick. You look.
Okay,
you
no.
look quick.
Moving on. If I was not looking quick.
All right. Okay, so I guess we've like touched on the causes, so societal pressures, you know,
social media,
and it's just something that everybody does unconsciously.
Well, the social media thing is, a lot of people, you know, social media is a very powerful tool, and a lot of people are actually harnessing it to do so many things. So sometimes it's deliberate, because you as an individual, you know that I don't have it together. But then you still come online and post things and create this thing last if you
no, nobody wants to put their dirt out there.
No, but I don't know. Well,
I feel the narrative is changing now though. Because, you know, these days celebrities actually come, because there was this time I came across a post from Copy, Otedola's child. So obviously you would expect that everything is perfect in her life. And then, you know, her caption with the picture was that she was like that, see, money, the fact that she has money doesn't mean that, you know, she hasn't gone through stuff, and you know, money is not everything and stuff like that. So everybody should be happy with it. People will not listen to her, like, oh, you have money, it's easy for you to say.
Let us be
like,
your
shoes. I actually, you know, got what she was saying. So I'm happy that celebrities are making us
starting to come out.
It's making us understand that, you know what, it goes way beyond the Instagram post.
Yes, and there's another post I saw on Insta blog. There was this celebrity that was being bashed by trolls and saying you bleached your skin, da, 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 da. So actually I think she's going through a lot. I'm not sure if it's cancer or something, but I think she's going through a really serious she's sick.
Oh, okay.
And so she has this black spot. So she came on Instagram and posted the real picture of her face with the spots and all, with the wigs. Like she had the wigs but then she was saying something about her hair off and all stuff. So she came out with the view, like, this is who I am. Not the other one. But there's some people that are broke still come on and still make other people that are broke feel like, oh, your life is not worth so much because I'm doing fine, I'm doing better than you. They still come and still make other people feel bad.
People are very mean.
Yes.
People can be mean a lot.
Very true. All right. Well, that's just some of the causes of why some people feel like, oh, I have to be perfect. I need this perfect body. I need this perfect job because of the pressure they go through around them.
Speaking of like body, I feel for me, the need I have, like, I try to like find balance, but like before I was more of this overthinker and I was always having anxieties. Like most times I would have like ideas and probably like discuss them with few people, and then I'll still be feeling like
it's not sufficient,
it's not enough,
it's not good
like
enough.
it was you know, a constant battle, and it's still a conscious effort to not feel that way. So it's like whatever I do, I just always like overthink it and be like, ah, did I do it well? Did I speak well? Did I, you know, articulate my thoughts well, articulate my words well? Did I, you know, come off as being presentable enough? Am I accepted? You know, basically just trying to make everything perfect. But at the end of the day, nothing can be perfect. I feel like whatever you choose to make perfect, because like perfection is relative.
That's the thing. It's relative. There's no fixed definition of perfection. Yes. You have to own
because
it.
Because for me, if I say, oh, I look perfect, another person can be like, girl. You don't? No, you don't.
That's a no for me.
Exactly. So I've just come to realize that and I'm like, you know what? I can't kill myself. And then always wanting to like do it all, have it all. And most times, because I'm not really like a fashion person, I don't even know how to do makeup. I've tried, but it's not just my thing. So, you know, at some point, I was trying to, you know, balance academics, balance like my knowledge outside school, mm-hmm. and also balance fashion-wise, oh. and I'd be like, okay, you know what, I think I need to start learning how to style myself better. I need to start, you know, trying to do makeup and stuff. And I'm like, you know what, I can't do it all. I can't have it all at the end of the day. So I'm just going to, you know, be comfortable
with
who I am and just, you know, work on myself. Because being comfortable doesn't mean you shouldn't, like, work on yourself to move forward and, you know, progress and all that stuff. So that's basically my own experience with this whole trying to be perfect.
My own experience is from the angle of the imposter syndrome.
Okay.
When you feel like you don't deserve something, even mm-hmm. though you've worked hard for it, you feel like I haven't earned it.
I feel like we should explain what imposter syndrome is. Okay, so I think I would use this simplified definition from the dictionary. Okay, so it is a psychological phenomenon in which a person is unable to internalize his or her accomplishments.
Wow. Yeah. working on this episode is actually what helped me realize that I'm actually going through battling with that, because I'm still working on it, because it's something
it's a gradual thing.
Yes like last year I applied for my master's and I didn't really put in so much effort in the exams. Was serving and I came from service and I just took the test and everything. So then I wasn't even expecting I was going to get in. So when I got in, I was like, did I really deserve this? Do you understand? Like, is this really happening? Maybe I'm not supposed to be here, because I felt like
self-doubt.
Do you understand? Yes. And all through. So when a little thing happens in class and my lecturers, maybe you didn't get a question right, or during a seminar your paper is not good enough, your argument on a particular topic is not good enough, and then you get bashed by lecturers, which is a normal thing, it kind of gets to me.
It's not meant to be normal,
but that's what we go through. I am too sure. I mean, like, it gets to me that I would have to cry and call my friends, and they're like, why are you like this? Why?
Oh my God.
I
want to give you a hug.
You're not new in this system. You know mm-hmm. how these things happen.
I still end up feeling like it's
maybe because I'm not supposed to be here. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this. So it later affected me that I had to. It was one of the reasons I probably just like, let me just leave this place. Maybe it's not meant for me. Maybe I got in by accident, or maybe I don't know. Maybe I just don't feel like I deserve to be here. So any small thing is more like a constant reminder of, you don't deserve it. You're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to have it. I know.
I feel first of all, I would tell you that the Nigerian educational system is there's a lot to be worked on, because they're not encouraging, to be honest. And it just affects people generally. Like, I feel like being in a Nigerian school is taking a toll on everybody, because they are not they're not ever like considerate of this, the feelings of students, and they're not nice to us, they're not polite, they don't respect us well enough, which I feel they should. So I think that's one thing.
But then having to now doubt yourself
is another thing,
mm-hmm. because it doesn't make you better. I mean, true. If you that already is. Know that, okay, this is what these people do, it's their norm, and mm-hmm. okay, you're good, you have a way to cope with that. But when you still now feel like, I don't deserve it, I didn't earn it,
makes everything,
it compounds it.
Yeah,
do you understand? So it really got to me, and I just started like, okay, I don't even want to do this thing before. Maybe they're right. Maybe I'm not supposed to be here. So let me just find something else to do. So I just left it. I've done. And I came to Lagos to get a job and all. So I've been processing, and then I've been working at other places. So an opening opened recently, and okay, I applied for the job. I went for the first stage of the interview. Okay, the job is something that someone who is way more experienced for an individual like me who has just a year experience. It's like mm-hmm. a job for someone with 5 years experience, 10 years experience in that, but not like 5 years working experience, but like 5 to 10 years working experience in that particular role.
Okay.
Do you understand? And I have less than a year experience in different. Not just dance, even the less than a year is like from different. I'm just trying to also like make money, be stable, get my feet, and all you get. So I took the first, I went for the first interview, and I don't know how I prayed. So I still tell myself is prayers that
Hallelujah,
I got through.
Sister.
That is probably through prayers, because I feel like I don't know this person, what's up? You understand? I guess kept doubting myself and my capability to get the job. So I got a call back for the second interview. I was like, wow, okay, second interview is more like Excel and aptitude, and it has to be done at home with the cameras and all. So there was cameras and everything. So the minute you leave your page for the test, you're going to be reported. So you have to like 3 shots. So I just did it. I was like, well, I've done it. Even the Excel stuff is just based on what I was able to learn on YouTube. Just cool myself, basically. Not like I have a solid knowledge on Excel. But then I was able to watch videos and school myself. Do you understand? So I just felt like this is what I know. It's just the basic Excel knowledge I know. So I just did that one as well. Like, let's see. And then I still prayed. So funny enough, I know people that have been sent in for that particular role and that because when the person was sending someone in, because I was fortunate to be with the person helping the person recruit.
Okay.
Do you understand? So I know the kind of person she sent in. And so I kind of feel like, oh, this person is like this. They're good. They're capable. So I didn't even ask for, like, send me in. Let this person speak with me. Let this person also interview me alongside these other ladies. But I said, I wasn't even thinking. I was just helping her, assisting her while she was trying to get other people fit that are good enough for the job. So apparently those people that she sent in, they were rejected.
Oh, wow.
So, and then it was just me with little experience, and then I felt like I don't deserve it, you understand? And so when I got the job, thankfully, I'm grateful to God, because I still ask myself, like, even while working, I still question myself, like, you don't have the experience for this job. Like, there's this still inner voice, do you understand, that I hear every day. Like, this is what I'm still going through, like, because I'm still dealing with it. I'm still trying to work on it, because I still feel like if I want to do this thing, I question myself, like, is this how other people would do it? Is this how,
you know,
do you understand? Like, I want a perfect way of, I feel like I want to get it right, because
what I'll tell you is that, firstly, and the whole issue of experience, see, if the job owner hasn't given you this job now, like, how would you get the experience? I feel like most times,
let's not go into, because a lot of people ask people for experience, number of experience, and years of experience,
give us this chance.
If
that's the thing, because most times I feel like when they see fresh graduates sometimes, and they're like, we need somebody with 5 to 10, I'm like, yo, okay, how do
you know the
expect me to
thing,
have that?
My boss doesn't, he understands that, oh, you don't have experience, I expect you to catch up and move fast, you understand, I expect you to learn fast. But then the problem is with me feeling like,
you shouldn't feel that way.
Should I
tell you the truth?
Undeserving
should
and
I tell
all
you the
and
trick?
It's starting to affect me,
I
because
feel like,
I want to get things right, no. because I want to, like, because I feel like I don't have what it takes to get. I mean, I'm probably here because wanting. So I have to get this perfect thing done.
You didn't get the job due to nepotism.
No,
exactly.
That's out of it.
So obviously your boss saw something in you, and you know he knew that, oh, okay, this girl has potentials and she can do this job. So I feel like you should constantly remind yourself of the fact that you have the potential, and like once you learn what you're meant to learn, and you know, just apply it, just be at ease. Have fun with the job, and
calm down.
I feel that's what you should do.
Yes, but it was like just calm down, just calm down. Like, okay, sir. But then sitting in my head, I'm thinking, I have to get this thing right. I have to do this thing right. I have to get the perfect score. I have to do this thing.
Perfect score. There was this stats that I saw that. They were like, most times women wait till they have 100%.
Yes. 100 and what? Like 100 and above.
Yes.
Yes.
Before they apply for anything. Meanwhile, men just, you know, take the chance. And most times they're just capable like 50%, but they'll be like, you know what? Mm-mm. I'm going to try it. But like women, we always make sure that we're qualified. We have all our papers.
Settling down, we have like these perfect things, like the perfect guy.
I feel like we do it in every area, yes, every area of our lives,
every aspect.
We overthink, we worry, we try to, you know, just be perfect. We want everything to go right.
Did you see Omari Hardwick, this guy from Power? So the lady has like a checklist for what the guy should have.
Oh my god. Yes. I watched it. Was it Tiffany Haddish?
Yes.
Okay,
like
I watched
every single thing the guy must have. It has to be this. He can't be escort. He can't have any liability and all.
Was it Tiffany Haddish?
One girl that has this very great skin. I'm not sure I remember her name. But I think so.
I think it's Tiffany Haddish. That's not really important.
So, like, we're just stepping aside to just create like this even like the way it affects women, the fact that we want to be perfect. We are the ones that want to have the perfect score at home because we want to prove ourselves, like, I'm a girl, I have to do this, so we want to have a perfect score. And then we move forward, we grow, we feel like I have to have this banging body, I have to have this.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you hear guys go for surgery? How often? I know some people do.
They do.
Women trying to have big bum and big boobs and just have to have a flat stomach, just trying to get that Barbie body.
Because
you want to have that Barbie because you think, oh, that's what is appealing to the guy. That's what's on point. I need to have that perfect body. That's why some people go and do box bum because they want to have...
There's no perfect body.
And then
but there are banging bodies.
They are banging.
There's no perfect
body. Well, your body is banging. Whatever your body
yeah,
is.
Yeah, your body is banging.
Yes. My body is banging. Your body is banging. If you have a skinny body, it's banging.
Yes.
Everybody bangs. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Okay. So to the effect, anxiety. A whole lot of anxiety.
Then depression.
Yes. Then which can lead to depression.
I think that is not enough. OCD. Obsessive compulsive disorder. I feel like I do that sometimes, most times actually.
People that live with me know it's not easy. Because it's like, I don't know, I'm just like really irritable. So it's like, whatever you're doing, I'm like, no, don't use my pillow, don't wash that thing like that. That's why I like washing my plates myself, because I just feel like you won't wash it up.
And then we experience phobia. Mm-hmm. As a result of it, because you feel like, oh, if I don't get this thing right, if I don't have this great body, maybe I will not find a guy. If I'm not 6 feet tall, maybe I will not. Maybe I won't get the modeling job. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the fact that we have this chubby models. Do you understand? You don't have to be slim before you're a model. There's another category of I think in school back then there's this in my all in school then there's this pageant for
there was this the pageant we did.
I think it's Miss Ebony. Yes, Miss Ebony. You don't have to be a slim person.
We call it big, bold, and beautiful. That's what we call it in my school.
I think the one in my hall is Miss Ebony.
We do big, bold, and beautiful. We even do Miss Special. That's for people with disabilities. Wow. We do that in the pageant.
That is
so.
Nice.
That way, everybody is included. Everybody is included.
Because see, the pressure and the pressure we allow the society and. The things we see, the pressure we allow, we are the ones who allow these things that give room to these things. The pressure, the result of that pressure, I mean, it's terrible. That's why you see people have anorexia because they feel like I shouldn't eat because I have to get this perfect body. I have to get this whatever.
I feel like
whatever.
If you want to get a perfect body, so you better eat and exercise.
The LD, yes, because
be healthy with everything you do.
Women should not understand that.
I feel being healthy should just be the goal. Not perfection. Being healthy should be the
goal. We should understand as women. I am learning it because
mental health, everything.
Working on this episode just helped me realize that it is not about perfection.
It's not.
It's about getting it right and doing what makes you happy. Being brave, being confident. Do you understand?
Apply
whatever
for that job
you are
today,
doing,
girls.
Whatever.
Woman, apply for that job. Yes. Don't wait till you have a particular number of, you know, how would you even
because
get the experience if you don't apply?
There's no yardstick for perfection. There's no yardstick at all. You have to define your own perfection.
Yeah.
You have to define it, like set the standard for yourself. Stop trying to fit into a box that is already created by someone else. Mm-mm. Create your own box and fit into that box which you have created
don't
by yourself.
Create a box, so.
I get what you're saying. That design your life and live by your own rules. Don't start trying to fit into, okay, as a girl, you must marry at this age, you must give birth at this age, you must be working at this age. You must live your life according to your own standard. Don't start living your own life based on what someone says is right or what is good. What is good for them might not be good for you.
Yeah.
Design your own life according to your own wish and live by it.
So we have like really kind words to say to you guys as we conclude. For me, I would say that you should be confident, be brave. You are a gorgeous girl. You're beautiful. Yes, queen. You're a queen.
All around.
And also, just don't overthink things. Sometimes you should just go for it. If you want to shoot your shot, my dear, shoot your shot. If you want to apply for a job, apply for a job. If you want to, you know, lose weight, please do and be healthy about it. Don't starve yourself. If you want to add weight, do it in the right way and don't, you know, overeat to the point where it becomes unhealthy. Basically, the goal should be having good health. All round good health. That's what I would like to say to everybody out there.
Yeah, so going forward, one thing I would tell myself, because I'm also going through the same thing, is there is no such thing as perfect. There is no such thing as perfect. So you have to design your own perfection and you have to be confident in whatever you do.
Very
you have
keen.
To be brave in whatever you do. There is no such thing as this person said this is perfect, that person said this is perfect. Live your own life according to your own definition of perfect.
Yes. Okay, so, excuse me. So, if you enjoyed today's episode, which I definitely know that you guys did, and I know
you
that
were able to benefit
everybody has, you know, been able to pick one or two things. I picked a lot from discussing this topic. Would like to hear from you guys to know your struggles and you know how how you've overcome them or how you are still overcoming those struggles. Also, we would like you to support us, follow our social media pages, and share this podcast to your friends and family, to everybody, every single lady out there that you know, and even to boys too, because they need to hear these things and be able to be there for the women in their lives, so they know that it's not easy, because we need words of assurance, we sometimes need validation, and you know, we just need comforting words and kind words to, you know, make us feel at ease and more relaxed.
Yes.
And yes, please follow Jamit FM on all social media platforms. And I think that's all for for now.
Okay, yes. So what are we doing next week?
We are going to be choosing feminism. Feminism. Oh my God! I'm excited.
Yes, I am, because we have a whole lot to debunk. I mean, a whole lot of misconception, a whole lot of discussion to go on.
So you guys should anticipate.
Listen up. Yes.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Okay. All right. Now, bye.
Podcast was produced and edited by Stanley Egbadigo, scripted by Abigail Adetoyinbo and Tani Olubode. This is a Jammy production, home of African Podcasts.